Okay, guys.
Okay, guys.
Peeps.
Infinity Blade. Okay, you tell him. Tell him. I don't know.
One day there was a guy who walked up the polar peak. The Infinity Blade was melted. It wasn't ice, but he just melted it. I don't know how.
Wow. Keep telling that, Callie.
So, he got the Infinity Blade, and somehow, and then he destroyed the Ice King, and then he destroyed his power.
So, yeah, I gotta get my cat out of here.
Get
okay,
out of
yeah,
here,
we're back, we're back.
So as I was saying, since the guy with the Infinity Blade killed the Ice King, he helped the prisoner escape. And they were the duo of the century.
But is the Ice King really dead?
It was...
Dun, dun, dun.
The duo was Ruin and Prisoner. Even though I kind of don't have Ruin. And back with a song break. Okay, guys, we're back.
So, now I need to tell you something about So there's a challenge now that you have to find the phone number to
And you're trying to
uncode it. What I think is that you have to go into the shop in Retail Row and go and search like the menu and thing. Like, oh, it'll online now. It's the phone number. Blah blah blah. So, yeah.
I saw someone try doing it on YouTube. They did, like, 5, 5, 5, and a bunch of other stuff that I do not remember
But did it work?
I'm not sure. And then after that, there was a Tomato Head phone number, and the phone was at, the very end of the map.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, now for the next song, break. Okay, now we should tell you a story about how Bright Bomber became Bright Bomber. So, one day she was a default looking at a shop.
Then Maverick came in and bought a grappling hook and started doing Make It Rain all over her, and she needed a vacation. And then she just went to Wailing Woods for some reason.
And then she saw a cube, and the Wailing Woods was the national trip. And there was this hippie dude who brought her to a cube, and then when she jumped in the cube, she came out as Bright Bomber. Song break. Okay, now my friend Callie will tell you a story.
So, the Ice King currently was not dead, but he was in the prisoner's spot. He was just all chained up. It was pretty weird. And the prisoner was holding a hand cannon up at his face, and he told him to surrender or else he would kill him. And then the Ice King didn't surrender, and it was pretty funny because he killed him.
Okay, song break. Okay, now I shall tell you a story about the blade, Infinity Blade turning John Wick evil. And I need Carrie's help because I didn't totally watch this video fully. All I know is that the genre of the story is evilness because John Wick gets a sword. Carrie, you tell.
So, there were these two noobs who were running up to the Infinity, who were running up to Polar Peak. Because they heard there was some special sword there, and they called it a sword because they didn't know what it was called. And they were also noobs, so yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yep.
So, they went up, and there were a bunch of people battling for it. They got in the action, and both died. Then John Wick and Sergeant Winter came and killed everyone. And then the Ice King came, and then John Wick pulled the sword from the thing,
also known as the Infinity Blade.
And then he became evil.
Okay, guys, welcome to Tron Worm versus
Super Carrot, and also Super Worm, and also Super Mushroom, and also Super Turtle, along with Super Avocado.
And now we're going to tell you about the tough guys with millions of abs, literally millions of abs. Now his friend Noah will say something.
Well, their weakness was brains, as they had their brains were the size of acorns.
Yeah. Yes. Tron Worm, this is the news channel that Tron Worm invaded for his speech. No, that the news invaded to tell them about Tron Worm's attacks.
Tron Worm is coming to town real soon. And he will have millions of tough guys with a bunch of abs. But Super Carrot and his friends are coming to the rescue. End of newsflash.
Okay, now for the music. Quick. Flash. Okay. Okay, now my friend will tell you some stories.
So, the tough guys. I will tell you about the basics of the tough guys. So the tough guys, they have millions of abs, and if they punch an army ship, like the largest one they can find, like they can flick the moon out of outer space.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Okay, now we're gonna have another music break. Okay, so now if Noah will tell you about Super Turtle.
Oh my god, oh my god, I got it.
Okay, Super Cat. Okay, that was a pretty good speech. It's now time for me to tell you about Superman. So Superman has a plasma speech. Superman has a really strong butt and head. And he can also do kamikaze, except he doesn't die.
Super Carrot is really strong and has this carrot beam that shoots out of his butt. And he also has a million abs, so if he kicks tough guy, then the tough guy will start screaming for his mommy.
Okay, now music break. Now, we will have to tell you about
Super Avocado. So Super Avocado, he has a seed shooter, which he fires out those avocado seeds. And also Super Mushroom has this fungus shooter, which shoots poisonous fungus at people. And he's also poisonous, and he tries to launch himself into people's mouths.
Now we're gonna see if Noah has anything to say about Super Cat.
He has extremely long claws, and also, he is really good at making different types of gadgets to defeat Tron Worm.
Okay, now we're gonna
also,
go.
Able to hack into Tron Worm to make his laser eye burn himself.
Just music, great. Okay, now we're going to go interview his friend Savina about Super Avocado. Savina, we need you. We're interviewing you for Super Avocado.
Tell about some of Super Avocado's superpowers.
Super Avocado, his best friend is Superworm, but I don't know about Superworm. I think Superworm's best friend is someone else. But Super Avocado...
Oh, yeah, Superworm's best friend is Super Karen.
Yeah, and Super Avocado's best friend is Super Worm. And also, Super Avocado, he could...
Super
Mushroom.
Yeah, Super Mushroom.
And also, Super Avocado, he,
okay, yeah, nice interview.
No, he could fly, and he punches hard, and that seed right there, he could throw it.
Okay.
And that seed is also...
Now for the music
break. And he woke, and he's alive because of toxic waste.
Okay, now we're going to, we have one person who we can interview about Super Mushroom, but he is not here currently.
So we will talk about Tronworm. So Tronworm, he has a laser eye.
He's got black cyber bits.
Yeah, he's a cyborg worm, and he has a big laser eye, and he has seeing. He can see backwards.
He also has heat-sinking missiles that fire out of his back, and he's also able to hack those missiles guided missiles. He's also able to hack into any computer, no matter how or protect it or whatever.
Okay, now we're gonna. And he hires the tough guys for millions of monies.
Now, okay, music break.
Music break. Okay, now we're gonna talk about
the big battle between Superworm's buddies and Tronworm and all those tough guys.
You guys may think Superman is the main character, but that is not true.
It is just Super Carrot.
No, it is everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though it's named Superman with his buddies against Tronworm, that doesn't matter. All of us.
Hiya, peeps!
So now we're going to talk about Tronworm and the Electric Defaults. Now, Carrie will tell you about meat, bonus meats.
Aw, wait! There is a new person on our team called Super Gawait!
And at the end of this, it will give you a teaser for... Dun, dun, dun. And Electric Defaults against... Okay, so now we're gonna talk about. So one day, the electric defaults.
Wait. First, we gotta talk about the death of Super Taco. It was really tragic. So here, so this
there was a
baby.
Yeah,
there's a little baby who found the Infinity Gauntlet, and here's what he said: "Goo, what death?" And then he picked it up and put it on and said, "I learned how to snap." And then he snapped his fingers, and that was the end of Super Taco.
Yeah, okay, now we're gonna have a music break. Okay, now we're gonna talk about
how
this team got assembled. So, a few years ago,
Superman
was the only one. And then Super Carrot, then he saw a member. And then he saw someone. Super Carrot!
And now we're going to talk about the origin stories of all the characters.
But first we'll have a music break. Okay, now we're going to talk about the origin story of Super Carrot.
So the origin of story of Super Carrot, he was on the farm, but then at night there was this big giant superpower star that came down and started to crash on top of him. And then he got superpowers. And the farmer left a red cake thingy out, and then Super Carrot grabbed it.
And then he flew away. Okay. Music. I need that long trip. I'm in need of savior. Okay, now we're gonna talk about
Super Worm origin story.
So one night, Super Worm was in his bunk and got upset because that day he had no team members.
And then this guy accidentally dropped his superpower juice before drinking any, and then it flooded his home. But then he dug a hole.
Then when he drank all of the super juice,
he became really fat. And he also became really fat. But then
he used his superpower to drain away the fat, and now he's the team leader, I guess. I think so, because... Wait, no, yeah.
And now we're going to talk about Super Mushroom.
First, we'll have a music break.
Alright, so now we're going to talk about Super Mushroom origin story. So, this guy wasn't paying attention, and they were playing kick the can or something. But they didn't know that the can had a little bit of superpower juice in it. And then he kicked it at a mushroom, and then all the superpower juice
okay,
came
last
out.
Music
and
break,
then...
last music break. Okay, bye. See you next time on Electric the Fox.